Okay. Okay, everyone, let's finish off today. Worst case scenario tomorrow, because of Lakum. We're in the dorm room. Mishnah says, "Nodun laharogim laharamim lemochsim." So the Gemara says, "Oh, I want my shmul dinner, my chusa dinner. How can you be mafriach at hamechas?" It says, "Dinner, my chusa dinner. Arm chanina, chinina, amar of kahana, amar shmul, mochet shein lo kitzva." It's a ganim. Rabbi Rabbiane Yama, the Mochas Hamo made me Elof. Fine, Adkan. Stop here. Gemara doesn't go on like Agamar goes. Stops it. The question is, Agamar goes on a whole discussion. If I take the Gemara and the Dorim on its face value, it's Osla Vriachas Hamechas. You gotta pay the taxes. More stops. Okay. So the Rashi is very bothered by this. How the Gemara here just stops. And it's a split. It's Hafkos Halva also. Okay. It's awesome. And the whole discussion we have on our Gemara Baba Kama. Bang, it stops right here. Now let's read our Gemara. There are two gears in our Gemara. So if I just had this Gemara here, I'd say Gesalakim is also. Havkos Halvoso is also. And that's it. Now, there's a Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Lamed Ches. Says, why do you have this double standard between Goyim and Jews? Where it says, Amar Rav Abahu, Amar Kro, Amar Vayimode Doretz, Ro Avayata Goyim, Ro Sheva Mitzvah Shekibu Alem B'nei Noach, Kimin Shokimu, Amar Vehitim Amonim LeYisrael. They don't keep Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Their mom is mutter. Jews can take it. That doesn't work very well with the Gemara in the Dorm. Gemara in the Dorm says even Havkos Havotso. So now we have two extremes. Rabbi Yochan Oma Mehoch. Rabbi Yochan says no. Hofia Mehar Parah. The fact that they didn't accept the Torah means, and there's a very big difference between the two. What's the difference between the two? Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph and Rabbi Bo and Rabbi Yochanan. Is it, what about a guy who keeps Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? To take a look, Poron, she's vivid v'herzeh Torah kol umot lo kibluah. Tosa says, wait a second. If Gezalakim is mutter, so Tosa jumps. Mashma davke be inyan zeh. Shinogach shor shalonu shor shalahem. Mandam a perik basra. Gezaknani osu nech. Vamandam a mutter kosh. He says, I'd say just the opposite. Let's take a look at Tosdav Lamechasim and Aleph. Tosdav Lamechasim and Aleph says, Gedlakum, it's only this. Or maybe just say Faket. This is the marker. That Gedlakum is Mutter. They don't keep Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach. They didn't take the Torah. Tosis begins in one direction. How does the Rambam, who paskins Gezalakim, also understand the Gemara Lamed Ches? Let's take a look. Perches Hilchus Niskim Woman Halacha Hey. Shosha Yisrael, Shinogach Shosha Nochri, Bein Tam, Bein Wood, Potter. If we shein hagoyim mechayvim es ha'odom al behemto, goyim anoch mechayv the animals for the damage they do. Hare anu donim lehem b'ninehim, and we work with their halachas. Shosh ha'nochri, shenorach shosh Yisrael, bein tam bein mu'ur, mishal nezek sholim. Knas, it's a takonet rabbonon. They all pay nezek sholim. She'enin zehirim mitzvahs. They do not watch their animals from causing damage. If you didn't make them pay, Rambam says this whole Gemara is what enabled us to make a Gzeira, a Takana, to force them to watch their animals, and why we have is double standard. Rambam is like Tosfos. It's a very limited, the Gemara Daf Lamed Ches is a very limited halacha. It's a very limited halacha. It's not a wide, if I took the Gemara on its face value, not like Tosfos. I'd say from here, or goyim who don't keep Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, are going to be Gezel is Mutter. Okay, now let's see our Gemara. So we have a Gemara in the Dorim. Gemara in the Dorim, you take it on its face value. Of course, Havos was also. For Kolstein, Gezel. All right, Gezel. You have this Gemara on its face value, Gezalakim is Mutter. At least for a guy who doesn't give Sheva Mitzvah now. Okay, Tosis limits it. The Rambam limits it. But I who do have a Gemara that on its face value says that Gezalakim is Mutter. Now, our Gemara has about a Moches. Gemara says, Ela lahavriach etz hamechas mishori. Now, the Gemara had said what? The Gemara had said, "Avnotan dinotan lo asasho hamo umos amar shmul dinam alus adina am chanina bakan amar shmul b'mochshen lo kitz d'ran amochsh home meyelof." It doesn't bring anything more than these two. This is just a repetition here of the Gemara in the Dorim. Iggy Master, what? Shmuel says, I'm a Bayanai, says, some says, Master, aha, lo yubashodim kilayim, a few all gabi atzor abogodim, avriachas amechas. Because he's a kilai. But he's a local Rabbi Kiva. He's also a Rabbi Yechaz HaMechaz. Shema Mishum Rabbi Kiva Mut Rabbi Yechaz HaMechaz. Bisham Alim Kilai Lo Moham Yifugid. It's a separate issue. Dov Hashem is Kavan Mut. It's over Dov Hashem is Kavan. Also. Vil Bo Hashem Mechaz Mishori. How can you be stealing from Mechaz? Oma Shmul Dina Mahuz Adina. So, and some say, Why? Amar Shmuel Moche Shein Lekitzin. The Rav Ani Amar Moche Shein Aluf. Now all of a sudden Rav Ashi jumps in here. Wait a second. Until now, the Gemara jumped up and said, Shmuel said it's also. And then, so what are we talking about? In some sort of a Dina Machul Sedina, that's a Gneva. Okay, so Moches Knani. Gemara didn't bring Ravat. The Gemara, very interesting, and the Dharm didn't have it. Gemara until now didn't have it. Says Rashi, the Moches Shehu Knani Anos. Then Lochushim goes though. So Rashi is telling us a major, major chiddush here. This is going to be Rashi Lishita, so everywhere. Why? What does Rav Ashi hold? And Lo Hashem goes, I don't care if you steal them. So Rav Ashi is saying, you know, all of these things until now have been talking about what? Moches Yisrael. But if a Moches is Kanani, so you're stealing from the Kanani, no problem, there's no Chil Hashem. If I wear 10 five shirts and I'm still and I'm being member and he doesn't notice it, so big deal, no Chil Hashem. So Rashi now has told us that comes Rav Ashi and he is reinterpreting everything until now. That until now we've been talking about, according to Rav Ashi, until now we have been talking about what? A Moches Yisrael. And that's also the Noah's Anachas. But now, if it's a Moches Knani, it's Mutul HaVriachas Anachas. And a very big problem. Going to Rashi, this is a major chiddush. The Gemara is introduced now. And has nothing, and why did the Gemara, and we'll see, the one who's very bothered by it is the Rashba. Why did the Gemara not say this over there in the Dorim? So Rashi's told us like this. If there's a guy who's collecting, even if he doesn't honestly, so, if a Jew is the collector and you're stealing from the Malchus, I don't care. They're goyim. But if you're stealing from the Jew Moches, because he gets his commission, he gets his commission, so you can't because you're stealing from a Jew. Bottom line, Rashi, Rav Ashi now is introduced and say, I'm redoing everything. Don't take what Shua and the Bei Rabbi Yonah said, really, they're talking very limited circumstances. Okay. Then we have the Tanya. Rav Ashi says, why am I reinterpreting everything this way? The Tanya, Yisrael v'kanani ano shabol adin. Matu yochol zakeu. So says Rabbi Yishmael, one law by kifin, which Rashi says, v'chachma, do it in such a chachma he doesn't realize that you drain him a cup. Okay. There's no Chil Hashem. If you wear 10 shirts and he doesn't realize it, no Chil Hashem. If you do it with a Chachma also, no Chil Hashem. Rabbi Kiva Amar, so what does Rabbi Kiva say? Ein bo no lo bakifa. Why? Not because Saad, he disagrees with Rabbi Yishmael. He says, Kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Kiva time to Kiddush Hashem. Hola Kiddush Hashem. Born Olof. That means Rabbi Kiva, that Rabbi Yishmael says, Gezalakim is Mutter. It's only a problem of Chil Hashem. And Rabbi Akiva agrees with him, and it's a question of exactly how much I have to be choshesh for Chil Hashem. And that is where Rav Ashi is coming from. Kiditanya, Ditanya. Rashi is coming from this. So then the Gemara asks, Vatanya, Omer Rav Shimon, Dovizidar Shir Akiva, Gezel Akim is also. So what does Rav Yosef answer? Rav Yosef, Lo Kasha, Haba Knani, Haba Getosho. It depends. Rashi, now, mentioned yesterday, at the two levels of Getosho. Why? One level of Getosho, Mutala Hachyosu, you have to take care of him, you have to worry about him and everything. That's Rashi. Says, I'm not talking about that Getosho. Talking about Getosho, you keep Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, you don't keep Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So where's Rashi coming from? Rashi's coming from the Gemara Daf Lamed Ches. If they don't keep Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, then money is mutter. They do keep Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, then money is awesome. Rashi has to tell you that. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis. The Rambam quotes it in Hilchas Malachim. That who's a getoshim? I'm a kabel in front of Shlosha Chaverim that I will not violate Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. It's a whole process. You become a getoshim. And then also the halacha is applied to you, Achyotso. You have to take care of him. You have to worry about him. Okay. But that's not a getoshim I'm talking about. That's not relevant. What's relevant? He keeps Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. He doesn't get. Rashi is coming off the Gemara of the Flamed Ches Aleph.
Where does Rashi say that Sheva Mitzvahs?
What? He says, Ein Oved Avodah Zarah. He's not Oved Avodah Zarah. He doesn't say Shekibel Olav. He doesn't say anything about Kibel Olav. He says, in practice, what does he do? Not Oved Avodah Zarah, but he still is Ochel Nevelis. He doesn't keep the Torah. What is the Gemara in Avodah? Give me a Rama Hilchos Melachim. The Rama defines what a Getoshev is. You know what the Rama's definition is, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Let's see. Rama defines. Very good. Very good, very test. And Zel Ger Toshev. Who is the Ger Toshev? Kol Shekibel Lola Bifnei Gemar Samach Dalet Amud Beis. Zmei Gimel Chaverim Yolavar of Oros Kachovim Divri Rameya. Chomorim called Shekibul Olav Sheva Mitzvah Shekibul Olav B'nei Noach. And that's how the Rambam Baskins. Hey, where is it? Break your halacha votes. Yeah. That's one place. Moshe Rabbeinu lo hinchal hatorah hamitzvos elo v'Yisrael. Shenema morosh kilat Yaakov. Barotzel hisgaya mishar umo. Shenema kechem kechel. Shelo rotzen kovenotz l'kabal torah mitzvos. V'enziva Moshe Rabbeinu piagmur. Lo kovas kol boyo olam l'kabal kol mitzvos shenestavim b'nei Noach. O mishelo kibel yehar. V'am l'kabal oso mu'andikra getosher. Chomakom, Kabbal Omer from Shlosha Chaverim. That's one place he quotes. He quotes it in a bunch of other places. It's a Getosha. Hey, Berk Yud, Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, Lochavov. He says, Yud. Avodas Kochavim Halachavav. So that's a very specific process that you have to go through. Not just in practice, that's what you do. Achi kabel olav sheva mitzvah shenitztavu b'nei Noach. Kibel olav sheva mitzvah harizeh getosha. Very, very clear. It's very specific. You have to makabel sheva mitzvah b'nei Noach. All right. So, and it's a gemara, avodah zarah. Okay. So, that is what Rashi makes a very special point. Don't confuse the Getoshev here in Baba Kama Kufiyut Gimel Amud Beis with the Getoshev in Masechta Avodah Zarah. Why not? It's the word Getoshev, he says, because here it's coming from a different angle. Coming from the angle of what? Is his money Hefker? His money is not Hefker. Why would his money be hefker? Because I have a Gemara Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph that says what? If they don't keep Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, the money is hefker. And who is this person? He's not a Ger Tzedek because he's Ochel Nevelis. But he's not worshiping Avodah Zarah. Yes, Rabbi Fried. What? We'll get there. We haven't got, where are we now? We're in the third line of the Gemara. We have to get to the fifth line of the sixth. Okay, fine.
What about the other six mitzvahs in there
now? Okay, fine. But let's read the Gemara in Avodah Zarah again. The three man's amrim there. Samach Dalet Amud Beis. Ezer get toshav. Kol shekibel olav negimel chaverim sholav adavaras kachovim deri remeya. Chachamim omrim shol. Kol shekibel olav sheva mitzvah shekibel aleihem b'nei Noach. So when Rashi says avodah zarah, does it mean dafka avodah zarah? And he's talking within remeya. that getoshim, the difference between a getoshim and a not getoshim is avodah zarah. Rashi, give me avodah zarah as an example. I don't know, but Rashi's making a very, very important point here. Do not confuse this getoshim with a getoshim avodah zarah. I don't need kabbalah b'fnei shlosha chaverim to do it. I just need what I'm doing in practice. Now, so then comes along Abaye. I'm like, Abaye. Can't say that. This is what Rav Yosef says. So Abaye doesn't like Rav Yosef. Or Travayu Gabe Hadodik Sivi. Lo Lucho Elo Ger. Where is he coming from? It's a Gemara in Kedushin. Shenem alager v'olaget tzedek alager toshev. Shenem alager toshev mishpachas ger. Zove kachovim. Kishu ome oli ekiz danim kalavot kachovim. So Abaye rejects Rav Yosef because of the Gemara in Kedushin. Doesn't say what Rav Yosef would have done with the Gemara in Kedushin. El ome Rava. So comes along Rava, and where is Rava coming from? Rava is coming to explain what Rabbi Akiva said. What did Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva said, in one place, Chil Hashem. Another place, what did Rabbi Akiva say? That it's awesome. Kam b'gzelo v'kam b'havkos halvasa. All right, there are two types. One is Gezel, one is Oshek. Omle Abaye. So Abaye comes, previously Abaye came to Rav Yosef. Now Abaye comes to Rava. Omle Abaye, evidently, have caused Havaso. Abaye, your way of straightening out the two members of Rabbi Akiva doesn't work. Rava Latame. No, Rava has a unique shita here. Not everyone agrees with. Rava can make his chilik between Havkos Halva Asa and Gezel, because he has Amar Rava Evid Ivri Gufo Konoi. And that's why Rava can make that chilik. If you don't take Rava's unique shita, you can't make Rava's chilek, and in Abaye's words, Abaye is against Rav Yosef, Abaye is against Rava, and Rava says, no, I'm saying what I do because I have my unique shita of every goof or corny, which we have to understand what that means. But what does Rava say? What does he say? The Gemara says, Latameh. It's Rava working within the world of Rava. Omrav Bibi Bagidl, Omrav Shimon Chasida. Now, Gemara begins a new mandoma. Gazoknani also. Abedosu Muteris. Now, what is the Gemara coming to tell me? A brand new Indian? Or coming to tell me no? The whole inyan of Gezel Knani comes from a different angle entirely. Omer Rav Chuna, minayil Gezel Knani shu osu. Jem Rav Chaltet kol amin, asher shem al gechon osen loch. Man shem esurim biyotcha. That when there's a din of kibish mochama, you can take their money. Whenever there's a heta for kibish mochama, kibish mochama is not stam. Kibish Mochama is a very specific halacha. The Sanhedrin has to be matir, because every time it's matir to Averis. What Averis number one of Ritzicha, and Averis number two of Gaza. We just can't go fighting wars. But when they're, but Gaza is also Averis from Ritzicha. The Omar Rev Chama Bagoy, the Omar Rami, Nain Lavedes Koch Knani Shemuter, Shnebu Cholavedes Achicha, Yatomazel Knani. Now, from the very fact, so what is the Gemara telling us? Very interesting. The Gemara says, Yeah. I have a special pasuk that says, Avedes Akam is mutter. Wait 1 second. If Gezel Akam is osir, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that Avedes Akam is osir, is mutter. I know I can put my hand in his pocket and take his wallet. So certainly if wallet falls on the ground, I can take it. So Gemara says, Gaz, we have one pasuk that says that pasuk is that Gezel is also. And the other pasuk says Aved is mutter, which implies it's all working together. Maybe Hechad lo asa liyadim. Lo machayv ladur. Maybe there's no lo sucha lehisalim. I don't have to pick it up. But the moment I pick it up, I have to give it back to him. Where it says, no, Hechad lo asa liyadim. No, I'm a ravina. Lo, you can't say, posik as umutsosa. Means I picked it up. Okay. So this is the Gemara. Now, there are two dots here. The Gemara moves on to something else, or the Gemara is continuing. Tanya Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer Omer, Mokam Sheish Kril Hashem, Afilu Avei Dotsavos. Says, okay. Ta'uso ha'yuchayvo li'Yisrael v'to'a b'cheshbo d'leke chil Hashem. Rashi now says, Reb Pinchas ben Yoyer says, ki ha'deshmo, that ta'uso, when the Gemara says ta'uso muteres, ha'vedosa muteres, ha'm regorom minayim ha'vedas ha'agam shum mutes, ha'm regorom ha'vedas ha'chich. Now, what is Shmuel telling me? To'uso muteres, in what case? It's a very important issue. So Rashi says, why is to'us muter? That, he says, of course, Havotsu, Shango, okay. He says, To Uso, Hayachaivo Yisrael, Vatar Becheshbin, Veleka Chil Hashem. He says, why? Because there is no Chil Hashem that's going in a case that Gezel is Mutter, so, and you're only worrying about Chil Hashem. Okay, Tos is Mutter. Now, what's the case? Kodesh Shmuel. Zoven Mikusi, Lichna de Dahava. That he bought from this guy something of gold. From my deposit, the Dalat Zuzin, king of Mekhtos. And so the guy is making two mistakes. He thinks he's selling him the Choshes and he's selling him Zov. Nekartos. And he's making a mistake in the money that he gave him. The Otos, Acherish, and we agreed on a price of 4. And he gave him 3, and the guy said, fine. He didn't know how to count. Muta. No chil Hashem, by taking something. Why? Because the guy made a mistake and gave him something he didn't want to give him. But I made a second mistake and gave him less money than he was supposed to. Rav Kahana Zovim Mikusim Meir, V'Eshim, all these cases. Now Rashi has, just to, before we move on, see how Rashi learns, just take a look in the Rif. The Rif, like with Rabbi Nachman, has a different scenario here. Yad Shmuel Zoven Likna the Dahava Bechlal the Police Min Aukusi Arba Zoven Ivle Zusi Yaseiro. Not that instead of four he gave him three. Instead of four he gave him five. Why does he give him five? So Rabbeinu Hananel, he's coming off Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel says, you know why? He says, he wanted the guy to say, so happy, a stupid Jew, I'm going to run off with the money. And the Jew wanted to do that because this way he ended up with the gold, not with the nechoshes. Two different scenarios, what's happening here. Rabbeinu Hananel and Rashi. Then we come to the case of Rav Ashi. Now, remember, Rashi has told us that Rav Ashi on Omer Aleph says Gezel Akam is mutter. What's the case of Rav Ashi? There was a vineyard, and the grapes are extending over the street. And Rav Ashi wants to take some grapes. He's thirsty. And he tells his shamus, is it a Jew or a goy? Idi Yisrael Ninu, I won't take it. Shomahu Kusi, Davi Yosef Brades, Amalei Kusi Shari. You can take a goy, you can steal from a goy. So, okay, so where Rashi answered, Omer Hashami, Leisish, Omer Kusi Shokel Dome, Yisrael Lo Shokel Dome, a Jew, a goy, I'll have to pay. And a Jew, I won't have to pay. So what was going on in Rav Ashi's mind before the guy said? What did Rav Ashi just tell this shamus? E de kusi nenu, I see. Belongs to a guy, give it to me. Because I want to pay it. And Yisrael knew, I don't want to take something I don't pay for. That's how he explained himself. Make karamar kosova. That's what he thought. So Tosis in Bob Metzia, Dachnam Ches said, the pashas of the Gemara is, Rav Ashi says, Gezel Akum is Mutter. And that is Rashi saying back here, what is Rav Ashi saying? Gezel Akum is Mutter. And there's a machlokes here, Tanoim. Rabbi Shmuel says Gezel Akum is Mutter. And I have two days in Rabbi Akiva, what Rabbi Akiva said. And Rabbi Yosef said, I can straighten out the two days in Rabbi Akiva. One is a Getoshev, one's not a Getoshev. Abai don't like it. Rava tried to fix it up. Rava Latameh. Lamaisa, what did Rav Ashi say in the end? I paskin. And we don't know why Rav Ashi paskin that way. Rav Ashi said, no, you know why? I paskin. Gezalakim is mutter, only Roska the Chil Hashem. And Rashi says, according to Rav Yosef, I understand that. That goes not only according to Rabbi Shmuel, even according to Rabbi Kiva. So apparently, according to Rashi, according to Rav Ashi, he wasn't too impressed by Abaye's kashas. Because Abaye has a kasha on Rav Yosef. Rava, what did Rava come and say? Lokasha. I don't have a kasha against Rav Yosef because it's Hafkos Halvasa. That what in the case of get what? Of course Halvasa. Or what? So apparently Rav Ashi had a whole problem here. Rav Ashi comes up with a heter that, and Rav Ashi is rejecting the Gemara in Avodah Zarah in Nedarim, according to Rashi. Rashi is coming up with a whole new mahalach, and Rav Ashi says Gezalakim is mutter, either because he paskins like Rabbi Yishmael, or he paskins like one tzad, one brice of Rabbi Kiva. But the bottom line, what does he say? There's certainly machlokas tanoim, and even in Rabbi Kiva, we have one tzad and it's mutter. And Rav Yosef said it was mataritz Rabbi Kiva in a certain way. And that fits with the Gemara. The Flamed Chas Rashi can go through the Gemara completely easily in one way. Not a problem. Now, the Rambam goes just the opposite of Rashi. And then the Rishonim in the middle. And where's the Rambam coming from? Rambam says, it's Osir Lahavriach Es HaMechas. I have a Gemara in the Dorim that says, Osir Lahavriach Es HaMechas, and that is Hafkos HaMosso. But what do you do with the Gemara here in Baba Kama? How do you straighten the two out? The Gra comes up with a fantastic idea to justify it. The Gra, you take a look, the problem, what do you do with the Gemara here that says, Hafkos Havos Mutter, and to be Mavriach HaSamechas is Mutter? So the Gra says, the Rambam eliminates one letter from the Gemara. Near Kuf Yud Gimel, doesn't say Ditanya, it says Tanya. Period. Tanya. Two dots, period. Two dots. The two dots. Put in two dots here. Ditanya is the continuation. Tanya means two dots. What is Rav Ashi coming to tell you? Rav Ashi is coming to tell you something else, says Haramim lo gorasham the ucha de tanya Yisrael ela tanya v'hatam. What's the reason? This tam goy gazan hu. I assume this goy is a gazan. Where did the Rambam come up with this idea? Stam goy is a gazan. Gemara and sukkah. Daf lamed. We saw stam. What are the Gemara saying? Sukkah. Stam achum gazan. You assume that gazan is a gazan. So what is it? That if the Moches is a guy, I can assume he's a Gazan. Until I know otherwise. I assume if the Moches is a Jew, I assume he's honest. So. Now the Gemara, I can't. That's Rav Ashi. So according to Rav Ashi, and we always parson like Rav Ashi Batsroi, Havrochas HaMechas is awesome. Okay, so then the Gemara says what? And says the Gra, Ela Vatam, Stam Goy Gazan. Get it? The Stam Goy Gazan, Kamoshi Kosa Basuka, Zanicha, the Ikvut Hateruts Ravashi, Khan Vloben Adorim Shom. Otherwise, how do I straighten out the two Gemaras? The Gemara in the Dorim is assuming the Moches is a Jew who's honest. The Gemara here says the Moches is a guy who's dishonest. So, says, Hikshar Rashba. The Raj has a bunch of kashas. We'll see. We'll get into the Raj. So now, how would the Rambam go through our Gemara? Rav Ashi and the Gemara in the Dorim are of the opinion that what? Gezel Hakam is also. Now, Rabbi Yishmael says, Chil Hashem, two brachas of Rabbi Akiva. Akiva says, v'chishavim konehu. Now, does the Rambam quote Rabbi Akiva v'chishavim konehu or not? Let's take a look. Perek Zayin Hilchos Geneva Halacha Ches. Zayin Hilchos Geneva Halacha Ches. Wait one second. Let me just read what he says. Echad Anose Benosim Yisrael. Oh my God. Oved Avodah Zorah. The Rambam is telling you everything. Don't take this getosha business. No. I'm talking, when I say a goy, don't interpret to me anything other than a goy who's worshiping Avodah Zorah, not a getosha. No. So what does the Rambam tell me? I don't like what Rav Yosef had to say. Why? Because how did I learn Pshat in the Gemara Daf Lamed Ches? It's a very special thing how Goyim treat their animals who do damage. Don't learn anything from Lamed Ches other than exactly what Tosa says. Exactly, because it's a different scenario what Goyim do with their animals. Okay? And the Rav has a different scenario what the Goyim did in Provence with their animals. The Rambam had in Egypt or in Spain what they did with their animals. Tosus had what they did in France, Germany with their animals. And the Rivet had what they did in Provence with their animals. Okay. But bottom line, they weren't careful what their animals were doing. So the Rambam says, the Rambam has a Gemara Chulin, which is a big headache for everybody else. Echad Anosim Anosim Yisrael, O Magoy, Ovir Avodah Zorah. In Madad of Shokal B'chosav, Ovir Below Satsa. You take measurements, and he wants to buy from you a quart, and you give him a quart minus a little bit. He can't fool him. He quotes the pasuk of Rabbi Akiva. You can't steal from him, you can't fool him. Even though he's dependent on you, he'll accept whatever you tell him. Or Omer, Ki so avas Hashem Elokecha kol osa eila kol osa ovel mikol mokol. You can't be dishonest under any circumstances. Level. Very, very clear. Now, before we'll continue how the Rambam paskins. Rabbi Kiva, it's also v'chishav v'mkoneu under all circumstances, because the Gemara says also v'gnovdas habrios afilu akum. You can't fool anybody, even a non-Jew. Now, just before we leave and we'll continue tomorrow, I just want to read what the Be'er Hagola has to say here. A very, very interesting, based on Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, people are so nervous about Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, not to marry two brothers, two sisters, not to have the same names. Let's read what Shemem Ches. Okay. The Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, I just want to read it, what he has to say. V'toz goy k'gon l'hatos b'cheshbon l'afkir tavos muter v'ad shelo yodeh lo v'yesh yom also l'hatos. Okay, says v'chein adin. He says besides this v'chein anikos exos l'doros. I'm writing this for all subsequent generations. Listen to what he has to say. Sure, isi rabim. I saw many people. Godlu v'heshiru min tor shehitu hagoy. They fooled Goyim. They said it was mutter. They came very rich. Below hitzlichu v'yardu nechseihem l'timyon. In the end, they lost all their money. V'hinichu achreihem brochem. Moshe kotzev v'seif achsidim. Simen tov tosh reish ayin dalet. Number one, he says, what does he say in Sefer Chassidim Tov Tov Rishai and Dalet? If you take a look at it, he says that, and even if you don't lose your money, your children will lose the money. It's not going to continue. But Rabbi Mashakichu Hashem Lechziru To'us Hagoyim B'dov HaChoshim, and many who were Kadesh Shem Shemayim gave back to us Goy to Kadesh. Godlu Hishir Etzlich V'nichu Yisram La'olaleim. They ultimately became rich, and they gave it over to their children. Okay. We'll continue how the Rambam goes through the sugya tomorrow. But we'll see how the Rambam, and then we'll go through the Rashba, and we'll finish up tomorrow the entire topic. Then we get to a very, very difficult piece of Gemara. Gemara talks about what happens if Reuven is a Goslin, can Shimon use their property? Hanoa from Gzela. How to make this fit with everything we've seen so far. And why? If Dina the Malchusa wouldn't be Dina, the government, the Malchus chops down people's trees to make the bridge about it. Can you go over the bridge? Okay.